Thank you for listening to this audio production of Why So Many Christians Have Left the Faith, production copyright by One Audiobooks, 2023. Text copyright 2023 by Michael L. Brown. All rights reserved. This book was produced by One Audiobooks in Carlsbad, California. No portion of this recording may be reproduced without the prior written consent of the publisher. Preface. Since you are reading this book right now, my guess is that you're reading for one of two reasons. Either you are a Christian who is concerned about other believers leaving the faith, perhaps someone close to you, or you yourself have left the faith, or have many questions about your faith. Am I right? If so, you are reading the right book. If you're reading it for other reasons, I hope you'll find it helpful as well. What you'll find in the pages that follow is anything but a stale theological analysis or a judgmental finger-wagging tome. Wherever you find yourself, in the faith, outside the faith, or wavering, you will not be scolded or lectured. Instead, I will explore why so many believers have deconstructed, especially here in America, offering practical responses to each and every reason. Personally, as a Jewish believer in Jesus since late 1971, who has been challenged in my faith every step of the way since then, I think it's important to ask serious questions and seek serious answers. In fact, I not only welcome such questions, I solicit them. Truth is our friend, not our enemy. As for the Bible, as you'll see in the pages that follow, there are many good reasons it has stood the test of time and the test of criticism, remaining the world's best-selling book to this day. I'm aware, of course, that some Christians do not believe anyone can truly fall away from the faith, citing 1 John chapter 2, verse 19, in support of their views. There John writes, "They went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belonged to us." This remains true to this day. Many people appear to be with us for a season, only to show their true colors by leaving. John refers to such people in this verse. But that is not to say that every single person who leaves the church is a false convert. Certainly not. To the contrary, it is all too easy to write off those who have departed from the faith by saying, "They never really believed." Again, it is true that some were false converts, but many were true converts, and I take their stories seriously. Why did they renounce their faith? Was it intellectual? Was it experiential? Was it a combination of both? Did they fall morally before they changed their theology? Did church hypocrisy drive them away? Did bad theology distort their expectations? These are the questions we put on the table in this book, among many others, and in each and every case, I do my best to offer solid, thoughtful, intellectually sound, morally defensible, theologically rigorous, and fully compassionate answers. I hope and pray that you will find them helpful, informative, and perhaps even life-changing and faith-building. For some, perhaps the answers will even be faith-saving or faith-restoring. May it be so. What I can tell you with certainty, speaking for myself, is this. God is absolutely faithful, and His Word is absolutely trustworthy. And I...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?